Hi guys! Greetings from the Andes again. So today I'm going to get deeper into the topic of psychological warfare. And why do I feel that it's absolutely essential to talk about this? Is because it is happening right now. And it has been happening for thousands of years. And until we learn to recognize its mechanisms, we cannot protect ourselves from it. And if we can't protect ourselves from it, then we will continue to be enslaved in our minds. And if we don't have a free mind, then we cannot create a reality that is based in harmony, because freedom and truth are prerequisites. Therefore, guarding our freedom of thought and the purity of our consciousness is of the utmost importance if we are ever to want to create a world that is based in harmony. And I'm pretty sure all of you out there watching this want that. We want to see a world where there's no more war, no more enslavement, no more oppression. So let's be willing to dive into the depths of our consciousness, into the deepest and darkest places of our psyches, where we may have programs running, false belief systems, and very toxic constructs. I want to start by talking about spiritual currency. We're all blessed with this. This is the real stuff. This is the stuff that can actually generate things of meaning. We're all blessed with two kinds of spiritual currency. First is time. We all have the freedom and the responsibility to decide how we spend the time that we have been given. The other spiritual currency is attention. What do we pay attention to? Now, just like with any other currency, based on how we invest this and what we invest it in, we can either generate something valuable or something that is worthless. What do you think happens spiritually when we spend our time and attention on false realities and fake scenarios? We generate illusion and confusion. So by hours and hours of watching this Hollywood drama of people pretending to be killing each other, people that are pretending to be stealing and raping and having sex and lying and laughing on the screen, and these series of addictive, dramatic stories, then is it any wonder that when we turn off the screen, that we can't really recognize the nature of the true reality? That we don't even feel a thing when there's a real threat? When our sacred fundamental human rights are being taken from us violently? And we can't recognize that. Or we recognize it, but we don't care. We don't feel a thing. Because our emotional reservoir has been so exhausted from this constant fake emotional stimulus, we are incapable of stretching our heart out to those who are actually suffering in this world, because we decide to use our precious life watching people pretending on the screen. This is annihilating our genuine human emotional responses. It is creating apathy. So we are being programmed in this way through this constant violence and fictitious realities. Another way we are being programmed is by the media, of course. The mainstream media are sharing a certain narrative just because they're being paid to do so. Now, you have to understand that anyone who's in a position of power, able to influence hundreds of thousands, if not millions of people, is only in that position under certain conditions. They are never allowed to stray too far from the narrative of the establishment. They cannot question those who are in power. Not really. Not in a way that would actually make a difference. It's all just a theater. It's all just a play. They pretend to have some kind of scrutiny and free reporting and journalism. But it's all just a game. if you look at people who actually stood for truth and for human morality, who wanted to create true change in this world, what happened to them? They get killed off, or they get wiped off the history books. People like Gandhi, Martin Luther King Jr., and now, Julian Assange. So you see now, there is no free press. There is no freedom of speech. These agents of authority have claimed monopoly on information. And anybody who's questioning that is deemed a conspiracy theorist. Interesting, because that very term has been coined by the CIA in order to totally discredit anybody who wants to question the surface narrative. Conspiracy theorist must be a whack job, because the wars and the genocides that have happened in the past, were they not based on conspiracy? A number of people conspiring against the rest? Anybody with a free mind should be able to question what is happening without character assassination or emotional hostility. Another one is religious extremist. Call anybody that and ooh, their credibility just vanishes away, because anyone who dares to question the morality of the man's law, of the legislation of these illegitimate structures of power, these governments, clearly is a cuckoo. So we have to be very mindful of these terms and if we feel inclined to use them, because if so, they are programs. Why don't I trust the government? Because I haven't forgotten their insidious nature. I remember what they've done. Foundation of every single nation of this earth has been based on the slaughter of the indigenous people. They have hacked these people into pieces in order to erect their false flag on their land and claim it as their own. Not far from here where I'm staying in the Andes, about an hour's drive, is a place called Uchuikosco. I've been there. It's an archaeological site. And it was the last stronghold of the Inca people here. They were fighting for their lives, for their culture, for 5 years in this fortress, high, high up in the Andes. Until finally, the Spanish conquistadors were able to kill every last one of them. That is how this country was founded, on the blood of other civilizations. And even in the name, they reveal who they are. Government, govern the mind. They are the slave masters, and I will never trust any piece of information that they claim to be the truth. And if you still believe that the governments are just out there trying to do their best to represent us and care for us, then how to burst the bubble? Different governments are, of course, posing in different clothing. They've adopted different political ideologies, and they are hiding themselves under saying, oh no, I'm a welfare state. My citizens are happy. I actually care for my people. We are all about democracy, not realizing that democracy is not a system based in freedom. Democracy is a system where majority votes against the free will of the minority. It is not based in equality or freedom. And so we are sold these stories of, oh, how that nation is so barbaric, and gosh, their leadership is just based in fascism and communism, and oh, but we are the socialist welfare state, and we are based in this and that and all these virtues. But make no mistake, the minute you disagree with their immoral laws, they will not hesitate to initiate violence against you. They will not hesitate to take your possessions and your house and kidnap you and restrain you and hold you hostage. This is what is hiding under all these false different ideologies. They're all the same. And comparing countries like Norway to China is a bit like comparing a free-range farm to a factory farm. Yeah, the animals, you know, may have a little bit more freedom, illusory freedom. They may get fed organic food, you know, they're maybe a bit healthier. But at the end of the day, they still get slaughtered just the same as the animals in the factory farms. And now, of course, I'm speaking in metaphors. The slaughtering is that sucking of our life force that every single government does. So they take our hard-earned money and invest it into whatever they please. And this is another way that they're morally corrupting us, because we have no say where that money goes, of course. We have to understand that the only way they are able to oppress us is because we give our consent to them. And these sick, psychopathic geniuses that have created these false constructs and false belief systems that are enslaving our species, they don't feel any guilty conscience. Guess why? Because they know that they don't have any karmic burden from their actions, because we say yes to it. They may suggest things, they may try to persuade us, but we are the ones who say yes to it in the end. And if you don't believe that such individuals actually exist, that are able and know how to control the human mind, then I really recommend that you research Edward Bernays. He was the nephew of Sigmund Freud, and he coined the term public relations. So he basically discovered how to use the art of propaganda that is used in war to civilians and consumers by creating these images for a product or a company or an institution based on subliminal and subconscious programming and emotional sexual persuasion. This is the man that gave birth to the movement of feminism in order to try and create division. He's the man who figured out how to make women to smoke. Now you can imagine that such schemes are still being used constantly for different industries to create narratives, to go against truth, to go against morality. So they always reveal something. And it's out to us to see what is their game. One example is food. Do you, when you buy a product, do you read through the labels? Do you read through the ingredients? Do you scan for words like fluoride or monosodium glutamate? If not, then you do realize that you are willingly consuming poison. You are willingly poisoning yourself. Same goes when we go to see a representative of the Rockefeller medicine. Some also call it modern medicine. The white-coated people who claim to have the only authority and the only knowledge on the functioning of the human organism. When they prescribe these drugs to us, do you check the insert from the manufacturer? When you go get your annual flu shot, do you read what it contains? Do you know the vaccinations contain aborted human fetal cells? Formaldehyde, polysorbate 80, aluminium, mercury, just a few of the numerous ingredients that are jammed into that filth. See, if we don't do that, if we don't use our sacred currencies of time and attention to investigate the things that we consume, then we are actively sabotaging ourselves. We are actively killing ourselves. And it is no wonder that there is such a prevalence of chronic disease. And it's no wonder that our immune response is so weak. And the same goes psychologically. If we are constantly feeding upon violence, is it any wonder that we suffer so deeply from anxiety and nightmares and restlessness? So anything that is claimed government-approved science or journalism, run away from it. because its only purpose is to enslave us and control us. We are their cattle. Consenting to such a reality is very humiliating. So we have to fight for the human dignity. We are now being shaken to our very core. All the foundations of our societies are being questioned. Then what a better time to begin to stand up for our true rights and reject these immoral authorities and claim our sovereignty back. We have the freedom to spend our spiritual currencies, to invest them into something that generates meaningful, beautiful things in return, like knowledge, like health, like peace, truth, and freedom. Thank you for watching, and the next video will be about the spiritual warfare that is being waged against us. Wish you the best, and like always, if you have any questions, I'm happy to respond. Lots of love to you.